Dreamscape presents Galway Girl by Ken Bruin, narrated by Jerry O'Brien. A Galway girl doesn't necessarily believe she is the best catch of all. It's more that she'd love you to prove she isn't. The first guard was killed on a Friday. The new Garda superintendent, Mary Wilson, who was more than a little sick of the Supremes' jokes, declared to the assembled guards, "This is horrendous." Owen Dalgleish, a long-serving, not to mention long-suffering sergeant, muttered, "Not much escapes the bold Mary." Sheridan, alone to the beleaguered Galway station, gave him a look, said, "Watch your mouth, sonny." Sonny. Owen had a good 10 years plus £50 on the American. American is used loosely, as Sheridan gave the impression of being a Quantico guy, but other elements, such as his fucked-up accent and Irish cynicism, pointed to a more likely Irish heritage. But he was, nevertheless, as he liked to cut it, a very influential swinging dick. The Galway guys put it in their own tribal accent, like this: a prick. Sheridan belonged to a new offshoot of Special Branch whose brief ranged wide and definitely included counter-terrorism. His pet obsession was Jack Taylor, the so-called PI who was on the periphery, as he mauled the term, of so many recent violent deaths and yet stayed one beat ahead, or perhaps behind, an arrest. It was a new young Bangarda named Nora McEntee.